Hello everyone, this is West Point 23 coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast feed in response to the comments of my podcast thread titled West Point 23 Intro. Whew, what a mouthful. Okay, now before I go too far here, I would just like to address a few things real quick. I listened to my original podcast and the sound quality on it was somewhat poor. And that's because the equipment that I'm using is old and, well, junk. So bear with me people, I apologize for that. I also noticed that I used a lot of yes and okay, yeah, and ums, and well, that was my first podcast. It wasn't scripted. It was basically say whatever comes to mind, and that's why I sounded like that. I just wanted to clear those two points up before I began here. So now, in reply to Relentless, okay, you said I sounded exactly what you thought I'd sound like. Well, okay, that's not too bad, I guess. I was actually myself somewhat surprised at how I sounded. I mean, I think we all have this idea in our head of what we should sound like, and when we hear ourselves sometimes, it's like, wow, I mean, like, that's not right, it isn't me. So that's always kind of fun, I guess. I mean, that's okay, that's the voice you have, and that's what you gotta use, so it's one of those things that you just have to accept, because it's not going to change. And that brings us to Watch the Rocks. Okay, now you said I could have sworn you would sound about 5 to 10 years older. Well, I'm not that old, but I suppose I could sound like this. However, that's not fun because it's not me. I think that sounds like a weirdo, frankly. I mean, I wish I had one of those cool voices. I don't know, maybe like James Earl Jones, don't we all? Or perhaps one of those movie trailer dudes who have those really deep and cool sounding voices. But what are you gonna do, you know? You know, everyone has different voices, but it's interesting sometimes when I listen to a podcast and the speaker has an accent and stuff, because when I'm reading somebody's post, I forget that they're from a different country or I don't know where they're from. So I just imagine this, well, American sounding voice whenever I read a post. So, and when I listen to some members and they have an Irish accent or Indian or Latin accent or whatever, I'm like, whoa, that's right, I forgot that dude is not from the US. Okay, so that's always interesting and fun, and that's what's great about podcasting. It lets us hear what some members sound like. And that brings me to Night Boy. Man, I feel you. Trust me on that. I tried numerous times to get this thing working, and I didn't have the equipment, so I had to get that. I got a mic, which, as you can tell, sucks. Then I was saving it in the wrong format and all this stuff, and it just wasn't uploading. So that's a whole nother story by itself, but I don't mean to ramble. But my advice to you, just keep trying, just keep at it. I'm sure you'll figure it out. It's worth it. It's really fun. So yeah, just keep trying. And now we get to Miss Benevolent Heretic. Ah, benevolent. Okay, yeah, like you said, it's good to start podcasting. It's a change, a good change, I might add, but it's different. Let's see here, what else did you say? Oh yeah, the podcast debate thing. Ha, anytime, Benevolent. You just name the topic and I'm there. Anytime. That should be fun in the future, perhaps. Just so long as it's not music related. I mean, I don't want to beat you too badly in that, but no, really, I have to say something about that. I think you have a beautiful voice. You can sing, which is amazing and a miracle for someone like me who has zero, and I mean, let me emphasize on that, zero musical and vocal talent. Okay, now let me see here. Oh yeah, my avatar. Boy, what a topic that is. Well, honestly, folks, when I saw this picture, I thought, hey, that would make a good avatar. It looked good on me, so I put it up. I didn't think, perhaps maybe somewhat naively now that I look back on it, I didn't think that it was going to draw too much attention and drama and controversy. And I can say that I've gotten a lot of feedback about it, and the comments I've gotten about it are just all over the place. I mean, all over. Some like it, they can't stop staring at it, I wonder why. And some think it's disrespectful, inappropriate, think she's ugly, and I've even had a few members tell me she looks like a transvestite. Okay, now, I don't understand what that one's all about, but I guess we all have different views and opinions on it, which is okay. And, you know, if I had known it was going to draw this much attention, who knows, maybe I wouldn't have put it up, but, you know, I'm not changing it now. I personally think she looks okay. She looks good. I don't think it's disrespectful at all. Anyone who follows my post knows that I would not put it up. I would not put it up there if I thought it was disrespectful to the flag. Trust me on that. I mean, look, I wouldn't even consider it, okay? I wouldn't even consider it if I thought that. So that's why I'm not changing it. So it's staying up there, and it's okay. You don't have to like it, but I just had to address the question of being disrespectful, because, I mean, I just can't have that. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't take that too well, so, yep, I just wanted to clear that up, and, that's all for right now, folks. Until next time, take care.